Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. One of the most important skills that will impact our careers is the ability to build and nurture our business relationships. There's an old saying that if you help enough people get what they want, then you'll get everything you want. So the big question has got to be, how do you help enough people get what they want? I am recording this podcast in May 2020, and we are still very much in the depths of COVID-19 crisis. So I hope, as you listen to this, you are well and your loved ones are keeping safe. In the previous podcast, I spoke to Ignaty Dyakov about health and well-being, because if we are not feeling okay in ourselves, then ideas about influencing and inspiring others is not going to be high on our agenda. In this podcast, I am back to continuing to share with you my proud skills. So which skill area are we doing today? This is part two of exploring my five proud core business skills, and based on my Make You and Your Organization Proud ebook guide that I wrote in 2016. Obviously, COVID-19 crisis has affected how we do business, but all the principles apply. I believe that in May 2020, the USA has the highest number of unemployed people since the Great Depression 100 years ago. And if that is not the case in other countries, then over the next few months, then that will unfortunately replicate. Therefore, our skill level, resilience, creativity, and adaptability will be paramount. It will determine how we show our value to those that want to buy. If you have used your time in lockdown to develop your skills, then you will have a significant advantage over those that have not. Part two of Proud is R, which stands for relationships, networking relationships. So why is building networking relationships important? As I said at the start of this podcast, one of the most important skills that will impact our careers is the ability to build and nurture our business relationships. And yet feeling nervous or lacking confidence when building business relationships is not unusual. Thankfully, there is something that can be done about it. Networking is a skill, and like any skill, it can be improved. The purpose of this podcast is to give you as much value as possible so that you can improve on what you are currently doing and build long-term relationships even more quickly. Some of the suggestions you may have heard before, but there are some fundamental ideas that, if applied, will significantly improve the impact your networking will have on your career. So would it be okay if I asked you two questions? Question number one. Is your networking currently not working? And I define not working by no one's talking about you and the organisation you either own or work for. Question number two. How do you become more successful at networking, where now everyone's talking about you and your organisation? Part of the problem of why some of us find building long-term profitable and meaningful business relationships is this. If you didn't know already, for most of us, it is probably our mummy's fault. What did they say to keep us safe when we were young? Don't speak to strangers. As an aside, if your mother really did sound like that, then that was not the only problem you probably had as a child. But let's get back to the business skills. At the time, when we were young, don't speak to strangers is a useful attitude to have. However, now we're adults, this is not that useful to have. And unfortunately, many of us do not realise we still have this hardwired into our heads. Another thing we would have been told numerous times as a child is, don't speak until you're spoken to. Therefore, If we still have this old programming, then we are going to find it rather difficult to speak to strangers and start building those important contacts. Another problem is that some people have attended networking training and been told that we need to be interested and not interesting. This is an important idea. Instead of us talking and trying to sell whatever we have to offer, then if we take time to ask questions and genuinely listen to what someone else is saying, being interested, then they are more likely to feel listened to and more trusting of us. My only caveat with this idea is that we also have to be interesting at some point. If we're not interesting at some stage of the conversation, even if it is several days later in a follow-up call, then we won't get headhunted or acquire the business and clients that we want. Networking. Where am I currently? Knowing your current skill level is helpful. The more we understand where we are, the easier it is to know what is required to get to where we want to be. Here are three statements relating to business networking skills. I invite you to listen to each one and score it from 1 to 7. 1 being not confident, up to 7 being very confident. So here are the three questions. Question 1. How well developed is my networking strategy? So score that between 1, not confident, and 7, very confident. Question 2. When I explain to other people how my work helps my clients, how interested are they? So score that between 1, not confident, and 7, very confident. Question 3. How confident am I asking the right questions that build a business relationship quicker? And I invite you to score that between 1 and 7 again. Once you have answered these three questions, notice which areas have a lower score and would benefit from improvement. Then start to plan what you are going to do to develop that area of your networking. So here is one clever idea to help you improve your current skill level. How to answer the right way to gain interest. What happens if we are asked the question, "What do you do?" I don't know how well you answer that question. Most people start to describe what they do, which doesn't usually attract the listener. What we actually need is to tune into YFM. WIIFM. This is referred to regularly in the field of marketing, and the acronym stands for What's in it for me? WIIFM. In business, you will come across people that are likely to be thinking, can I sell to this person? Or can you help me get what I want? So how can you tune into their YFM and start broadcasting loud and clear on a frequency they can understand and will interest them? Well, a while ago, I got the original idea from a marketing consultant and modified it to make it simpler and easier to remember. So I created Matt's 3 P's of networking. People. The first part of the 3 P's is people, and it relates to your ideal customer or client you currently work with or want to work with. Quite a few people I have met have difficulty defining their ideal customer or client. Even though it may take some thought, I've found businesses that are clear on this are more successful. Remember, it has been said that the only thing worse than no business is bad business with the wrong clients. Problem. The second part of the 3 P's is the problem or challenge that your ideal client or customer is experiencing. We talk about their problems, as in general, most people are more motivated to move away from their problem they are experiencing than to move towards an aspiration they can imagine. Possibilities. The third part of the 3 P's is talking about the possibilities and potential solutions that you can deliver to help your ideal client or customer resolve their problems, including the benefits that you offer. So we talk about our services or product last as opposed to first. So to recap on the three P's of networking, it is people, problem, and possibilities. Now the phrases we use to introduce our description for each of the three P's are these. First, I work with, or we work with. Second, the problem they have is. Third, so what we do is, or so what I do is. Let me share with you two different examples of how this method could be used by people from different types of organisation. Example 1. People. I work with proactive senior leaders in professional services. Problem. The problem they have is that they do not have enough impact and influence with the people they are leading. Possibilities. So what I do is work together with them to understand what is important to them and their organisation, and then articulate it to their teams in a way that resonates and inspires. Let me repeat that. I work with proactive senior leaders in professional services. The problem they have is that they do not have enough impact and influence with the people they are leading. So what I do is work together with them to understand what is important to them and their organisation, and then articulate it to their teams in a way that resonates and inspires. Example 2. People. We work with the top firms in the city. Problem. The problem they have is that they realise CSR is important to their staff and organisation's PR, but are concerned about resourcing it and do not know how best to get involved. Possibilities. So what we do is work together with the stakeholders and staff and link them with community-based projects that benefit the city and, more importantly, develop their staff facilitation skills. Okay, that was example 2, and I suggested this to the management team of an amazing young person's charity that I was helping at the time. Instead of them meeting a managing partner of one of the city's legal firms at a networking event and then being asked, "So what do you do?" and responding with, "We are a young person's charity," and then maybe switching off, the conversation could have gone more like this. "So what do you do?" "Great question. Glad you asked. We work with the top firms in the city." "Do you? In what way?" "Well, the problem they have is that they realise CSR is important to their staff and organisation's PR, but are concerned about resourcing it and don't know how best to get involved." "Well, CSR is important. We obviously don't get involved for PR purposes, but it's always useful to share good PR with other clients to show what our values are. So, what do you do?" "What we do is work together with the stakeholders and staff and link them with community-based projects that benefit the city and, more importantly, develop their staff facilitation skills." "Facilitation skills?" "Yes." "So what is the name of your company?" "XYZ Young Persons Charity." "Oh really, a charity? Interesting." So which do you think would be the better answer to the question, "So what do you do? We are XYZ Young Persons Charity," or use the three P's? Now it's your turn. Using the three P's idea, I encourage you to write out, firstly, the people you work with, secondly, the problem that they typically have, and thirdly, the possibilities of how you or your organisation solve that problem for them. I'll give you about 30 seconds to think about it, and feel free to pause the podcast and write down your answers if you need more time. Let's start with people. I or we work with. problem. The problem they have is... possibilities. So what I, or we, do is... okay, how did you get on? Most people find this a challenge and it takes a few iterations to get something written down that they're happy with. Sometimes people write too much, so is it okay if I suggest that you aim to be as concise as possible? What is so brilliant about the three P's is that it can be used in multiple ways. On virtual video conference networking events, until real face-to-face networking events restart. On your website, marketing copy, even on the social media platforms that you use for business. So how do I get better at networking? As I mentioned at the start, the COVID-19 crisis is obviously creating huge disruption. We all know some things in business are physically impossible due to social distancing. We cannot physically attend a networking event. Will people be comfortable going to a networking event anytime in 2020? I am really not sure. We are having to adapt in new ways due to communication being via video conferencing. Having said that, we all know building a network of contacts is incredibly important to the success of our careers and businesses. By understanding these ideas and skills will help develop you as a leader and influencer. When this crisis eventually ends, and it will end, there will be significant numbers of unemployment. Interest rates are so low they will be ineffective in creating any sort of stimulus. And the government will have huge amounts of debt. The high street retail sector, for example, was already under pressure before the lockdown, but will really struggle because people either won't have the disposable income to buy stuff, or will just realise that they don't actually need to buy so much stuff. We've got used to not having certain things, so why spend what money we do have on it? Also, if we do want something, we've got so used to ordering online that most people will habitually do that. If you've listened to the experienced, clever and very wealthy Ray Dalio, you will have an idea of how serious it could get. So there are many things you cannot control, but you can control how skilled you are at creating connections, adding value to people and explaining how you do that. So your networking skills will never be so important in your life than now and when the lockdown is permanently ended. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? I like using alliteration and acronyms, so let's find out if you can hear this last one. I have used it before. Unless we decide to take action, get some results and then evaluate the effectiveness, then this podcast will have just been entertainment at best. Go on, I dare you to decide to take action to improve your professional career. Decide, action, results, evaluate. Dare. Dare to be different. Dare to create. Dare to make a difference. I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. Take care and stay safe. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. I am Matthew Broomhead, and this is a Proud Podcast.